Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, supervillains of all ages, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Villains Lounge. And yeah, sorry, it's been a bit, but a little under the weather. So let's get right into the news. So it looks like Cam Norton, now this is not wrestling related, but I have to tell this story because I thought it was hilarious. And he has a football player, from my understanding, former Carolina Panthers. He got into an altercation with seven dudes and won. Yep, with a goofy ass hat on and everything. I mean, whoop they asses. So, bravo. My supervillain of the week. There you go. Also, Ole Anderson passed away. Condolences to the Anderson family. And more news. Tony Khan spoke some bullshit about why he chooses big arenas and all that great stuff. And it's stupid. His reasonings are just kind of vague and weird. I like looked at them and they're just off. It doesn't make any sense at all. So, I guess that just is what it is. You know, it's like he's saying basically that the marketing area for those big arenas will generate more ticket sales, but they don't for him. So, what's up with that? So, I guess that is that weird, but I guess that is what it is. So, whatever. More in the news. TNA wants to go live in a like home, like and from my understanding, this is from Uncle Dave, and we all even know how iffy it is for him and telling us what's going on. But they want to go live in a home, and they're looking at Full Sail, so they kind of want to, like, I guess, go back to what they were doing before. So that's pretty cool. more news. Drew McIntyre still hasn't signed his contract, but the belief still is he's still going to sign. So, and then he also suffered a ruptured eardrum in Elimination Chamber, so that is truth to that. And then it looks like Rob Fee, and I'm not sure who he is, but he just became the official director of character development. So congratulations to him. Awesome, 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 awesome. And then there's sources within WWE that have confirmed that Tama Tonga is headed to WWE. Yes, please. Yes, 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 please. And last and not least, MLW lawsuit against WWE. The amount has been put out in public of what they won in this lawsuit, and it was, or settled in this lawsuit. And it was a $20 million lawsuit. And ironically enough, they probably wiped their asses with that on a monthly, yearly basis. So, eh? So, with that being said, that ends the news. And we're going to go jump right onto the reviews. And there is four shows to review. So, I'm going to start off with TNA No Surrender. I got to check some of it out, and it seemed like it was a very, very solid show. From what I saw, I can give that a solid 3 axe handles. So the countdown, the pre-show, started off with the Rascals versus Mike Bailey and Trent Seven, and the Rascals ended up getting that W. Mike Bailey is the one that took the loss, from my understanding. Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers defeated Kevin Knight and Kushida. And then the show started off with a number one contenders match for the TNA World Championship, and it was Frankie Kazarian versus Eric Young. Eric Young came out with the victory. So EY is looking to, beat Moose. Then match two, we ended up getting match three out of the best of three series for the TNA World Tag Team Championships. And it was putting the champions, ABC, versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. And in the end, ABC pulled out that victory and ended up retaining the tag team championships and winning that best of three series. Then we had PCO versus Khan, and PCO won by disqualification. Then we had the Knockout World's Tag Team Championship match, which I did see, and I love this one. I give this one three axe handles. It was Decay, the champions, versus MK Ultra, and we ended up with new tag team champions in MK Ultra. Then we got Josh Alexander versus Simon Gotch, and I did check this one out too, and this one gets 3.5. It was a really solid match, really good match, but the winner and who got the W is my boy Josh Alexander. And then the main event saw the TNA World Heavyweight Championship on the line in a no surrenders rules match. And that put it Moose versus Alex Shelley. And in the end, Moose was able. Oh, that wasn't the main event. Sorry. My bad. I'm jumping all over the place. But no, we got that match next, and Moose was able to retain. Then we had the TNA Knockouts World Championship, Women's Championship, and Jordynne Grace versus Gazelle Shaw. And Jordynne Grace retained. And then I want to say that the main event was actually for the X Division Championship. So switch some things around. So cool. And it was the champion, Chris Sabin, versus Mustafa Ali. And that match, it ended, and your new X Division champion, Mustafa Ali. Congratulations, Ali. It's well-deserved, and I'm happy you were able to get that dub. All right, so now we're going to go on to AEW Collision, and they got a 5-star rating from me, so they're only going to get a 1 because they actually showed up. So, match one was Powerhouse Hobbs versus Sammy Guevara in a no disqualification match, which I don't understand why or care. But Hobbs got the W in that match. Then we got FTR versus Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty. And FTR was able to get the dub on that one. Then we got Thunder Rosa versus Lady Bird Monroe. And Thunder Rosa got that one. In 2 minutes. Wow. 2 minutes. Then we got Jay White and Colton Gunn and Billy Gunn versus the Iron Savages. And the Bang Bang Club was able to get that W. Then we got Malakai Black versus Brian Keith. And Malakai Black was able to get that victory. I'm pretty sure that was probably a pretty solid match. I might go back and check it out. Then we got Serena Deeb versus Lady Frost. And they got 8 minutes. Look at that. And Serena Deeb got the W. That probably was pretty good, too. Then we got Brian Danielson versus Juan Akiyama. Ooh, I messed that one all up. Brian Danielson got the W. That was the main event for Collision. Again, one. All right, now we're going to go into the Elimination Chamber, the better of the two shows that were on Saturday. It started off on the pre-show, and in the pre-show, we got the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships on the line. It was the Kabuki Warriors versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. And this show is in Perth. I watched this at 2 in the morning. I did a live reaction. This match was a good solid 2 X-Handles to start off the night, or the morning for me. So then they opened up the Elimination Chamber show with the Women's Elimination Chamber match. And it was Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair versus Liv Morgan versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton. Wow, I was going to say Trish Stratus. T- Tiffany Stratton and Raquel Rodriguez. Wow. And Becky Lynch was able to get the W, and she is going to WrestleMania to face Rhea Ripley. Then we got the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships on the line, and it was the Judgment Day of Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus New Catch Republic of Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, and Judgment Day came up with that victory. Elimination Chamber women's match, I gave that one, I'm going to give that one 4 axe handles. I really love that one. The tag team match, 3. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins did, on the Grayson Waller effect, and that was fun. I give that like 2.5. It was fun to watch. It set up possibly a Rock versus Cody, and Grayson Waller sat there and watched Austin Theory get his ass whipped. Hilarious. Then we went into the men's elimination chamber, where you had Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley versus LA Knight versus Kevin Owens and the United States champion Logan Paul. And the winner was going to be facing Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, and the eventual winner was Drew McIntyre when I believe that Logan Paul cost Randy Orton his opportunity at the World Heavyweight Championship. So, I might set up something with that. Hit him with some nooks. It was interesting. So then we had the main event. It was the WWE Women's World Championship match, and it was Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax. Rhea Ripley, champion, of course. And in the end, Rhea Ripley was able to come out with that victory in her home country and submit herself as the WWE Women's World Champion. So there you go. That was Elimination Chamber. The Men's Elimination Chamber, that was 3.5. And the Women's, it was definitely a 4. It was definitely worth seeing. Nia looked great, and that's surprising. All right, now we're going to move on to Monday Night Raw. So, Monday Night Raw, a lot happened. 3 hours, my dude. They started off with a highlight video of the Elimination Chamber Perth. Dirty Dom was sitting in the ring and introduced the WWE Women's World Champion to the ring, Rhea Ripley. And then, of course, you know, the man comes out, Becky Lynch, and they get their little back and forth. I believe, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, but I thought there was an interaction with Nia. But like I said, I could be wrong. So, you know, that was that. Nia did come out. Yep, like I said, Nia came back, attacked Lynch, and they're going to be setting up something for another time. Sami Zayn was on his way to the ring to face Shinsuke Nakamura. We also got a backstage interview asking Nia Jax why she attacked Becky, and then Liv Morgan like basically interrupted her, and that was interesting. And Nia was going to end up facing Liv Morgan later that night. Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura was next. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Sami Zayn got that W. Got a video package of New Day versus Imperium feud. Chelsea Green goes to the ring and set up her match for Chelsea Green versus Raquel Rodriguez. And Raquel Rodriguez beat the snuffing out of her and got the W. There was a backstage interview with Sami Zayn, him up there piping up him, you know, he trying to go to WrestleMania, face the Intercontinental Champion, and, you know, get himself on there. Kathy Kelly is backstage with Cody, and you know, she's basically talking about Perth and the whole thing with The Rock, and I think it was more of a wait and see. The WWE Intercontinental Champion Gunther came out and basically talked his talk, and basically said, you know, it doesn't matter who's coming for him, he got it. And, you know, Dirty Dom actually got up in his face. It could possibly also be, you know, Damian Priest. Yeah, backstage segment with Dirty Dom about to challenge Gunther. And then we had the tag team street fight with Imperium, with Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci versus the New Day of Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. And so the winners of that match was Imperium. So I didn't get a chance to check out all the Raw. Most of it was really good. So I'll give the whole show 3.5. And we can kind of just go from there. It looks like there was a backstage segment with Adam Pearce. And he's on the phone with Bronson Reed, congratulating him, all of that. Gable comes in and tries to get his shot. So then you get Shayna Baszler and Zoe Starks versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. And the winners of that were Shayna Baszler and Zoe Starks. So, yep, definitely saw that one coming. It was a backstage segment with Judgment Day. It was kind of cool. I'm hyping up Drew McIntyre's win at the Elimination Chamber so he can face Seth. Drew comes out and then addresses his Elimination Chamber victory. Then Seth comes out and he basically tells Seth, like, yo, don't get involved with that, man, because they're going to end up ruining our match and I want to beat you, like, by myself. But if it does happen, I will take that title from you. And that's kind of ended, like, you know, that. So then we got Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan. And Liv Morgan got tossed around a lot, but Nia Jax won by disqualification because Becky Lynch interfered. So then Grayson Waller was with Austin Theory. They did an interview back there. And then Cody's back there warming up. They do the memoriam for Ole Anderson. Another backstage segment with Becky Lynch to basically set up, I believe, her Nia. There was an interview with Jey Uso and McIntyre walks up and they basically get into it. Then you got Grayson Waller with Austin Theory versus Cody Rhodes, and it was a pretty good solid match. I did get to check that. Cody wins by pinfall, and then Heyman comes out basically telling him to retract his challenged The Rock, and he basically said he's done playing nice guy. I don't think so. So it ended with Cody beating down security and basically standing tall. So that is the Raw review from this past Monday Night Raw, and well, that ends the Villains Lounge. So I want to thank everybody again. Sorry that I wasn't feeling a little better, so I could have done one yesterday, but hey, you got one. So I'll be back tomorrow, man. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.